Chapter Searching for Celestia.
Oh, really? Twilight said. She'd been listening patiently while Fluttershy recounted a lengthy story about how Canterlot's animal shelter was in trouble. Fluttershy was doing all she could to help them by trying to recruit new volunteers before and after school. So far, not many students had signed up. It was a sweet story and all, but Twilight was in a hurry. This was a royal emergency. So, you were passing out flyers before school this morning and the crown just hit you in the head? Twilight asked. It must have come through the portal at the base of the statue out front.
I have no idea how it got there, Fluttershy explained, shaking her head. But I didn't want anything to happen to it, so I decided to give it to Principal Celestia.
She's the ruler here, Twilight asked.
Finally, she was making some progress.
I guess you could say that,
Fluttershy shrugged.
Technically, I guess she and Vice Principal Luna do make the rules. Principal Celestia's office is the third door on the left if you want to talk to her.
Fluttershy pointed down the long hallway. Thank you, Twilight replied, turning to leave. Spike followed dutifully.
Oh, wait,
Fluttershy called out behind her.
You're not really supposed to have pets on school grounds. You might want to tuck him into your backpack. That's what I do.
Fluttershy unzipped her bag to reveal a fuzzy bunny, a little bird and a kitten all cuddling one another. Twilight smirked. Same old Fluttershy. Twilight hated to do it, but it was better to hide Spike in her bag than to risk drawing even more attention to herself. Twilight unzipped the backpack and bent down to Spike. He was pouting. She just shrugged helplessly. He sighed.
Backpack it is, he conceded as he jumped in.
As soon as Twilight entered Principal Celestia's office, she could tell she was on the right path. She'd always found comfort in Celestia's guidance back in Equestria. This version, with her flowing pastel locks of blue, lavender and green, seemed no different. She sat behind a desk wearing a honey-coloured blazer and was busy writing something. As usual, she seemed calm and put together, the perfect teacher. And now Twilight was a student again.
How may I help you? Said Principal Celestia, gesturing for Twilight to make herself comfortable.
Twilight was careful to set her bag down gently so as not to hurt Spike. She unzipped it a little so he could see.
Twilight stammered.
My name's Twilight Sparkle. I'm new here and...
Principal Celestia raised her eyebrows at Twilight inquisitively.
It was probably better to just cut to the chase, Twilight continued.
I understand that Fluttershy found a crown this morning and gave it to you.
Yes, Vice Principal Luna put it somewhere for safekeeping, Principal Celestia said and smiled. Why? Were you interested in running for Princess of the Full Formal this year?
Princess of the Full Formal? Twilight asked.
She was about to tell Principal Celestia that the crown was actually hers, but this was intriguing. It seemed that they had princesses in this realm too, and from the looks of things back in the hallway, it was possible that Sunset Shimmer was currently reigning.
It's Canterlot High's Big Fall Dance, Celestia explained. She motioned to a poster on the wall advertising the event. Pictures of blue balloons and mugs of fizzy cider adorned the edges, along with all the details of the event. It looked just like the Grand Galloping Gala.
We had something like it at my old school, Twilight said, nodding.
And was there a princess?
Celestia asked, her eyes warm.
Yes, but she wasn't exactly a student, Twilight giggled.
It was amusing to be explaining to this Celestia that there was a princess back in her Canterlot as well. Twilight, of course, left out the fact that it was a pony version of the principal herself. Celestia nodded. Here at Canterlot High, the students select one of their peers to represent them. She receives her crown at the fall formal.
Twilight was starting to get an idea.
Can anyone run for princess?
Yes. You just need to let the head of the fall formal planning committee know you'd like to be on the ballot.
Principal Celestia said, but she seemed to sense that Twilight had lots of unspoken questions.
Was there anything else?
No, that was it.
Twilight lied.
What was she supposed to say? Hi, I'm actually a pony princess from another realm. Can I have the crown back right now, please and thank you?
Princess Celestia smiled.
Well, if you need anything else, my door is always open.
Outside in the hallway, Spike popped his head out of the bag.
Twilight, what are you doing? Why didn't you just tell her the crown was yours and ask for it back?
What if she didn't believe me?
Twilight said. She knew it was the right choice not to mention the crown or Equestria to Principal Celestia. Based on her earlier interactions with Rainbow Dash, Fluttershy and Sunset Shimmer, it was clear that nobody here recognised her at all. And one thing was for sure, she would think any pony that came to Ponyville saying he or she was from a place filled with talking animals that walked on two legs was crazy.
Looks like if I want my crown back, I'll have to become Princess of the Canterlot High Fall Formal.
Twilight lifted her chin decidedly.
So that's what I'm going to do.
After all, she'd already become a princess back in Equestria, right? How hard could it be?
Except she only had a few days.
Twilight looked to Spike. He seemed sceptical of this plan, but it was the only one she had. Now, if only she knew how to accomplish it.